Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. As the funeral service for Britain's Queen Elizabeth concludes, thousands of people are watching it on giant screens in Windsor. That will be the Queen's final resting place. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports crowds are also gathering along the route of her final passage.
I'm standing alongside what's called the Long Walk. It's the 2.5-mile avenue that cuts through the Windsor estate and leads to the gates of the Castle of Windsor. And this morning, there are thousands, I would say tens of thousands of people gathered on both sides of this promenade waiting for the Queen to pass by later this afternoon before she is buried in Windsor Castle at St. George's Chapel.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley outside Windsor Castle, England. Hurricane Fiona has made landfall on the Dominican Republic. It also left behind heavy rainfall and catastrophic flooding across much of Puerto Rico. Power is out across the entire island, and Puerto Rico's governor says damage in some places is catastrophic. NPR's Juliana Kim reports many Puerto Ricans are reminded of another storm that hit 5 years ago, Hurricane Maria.
Ever since Hurricane Maria, Fernando Vera has been worried each fall that another storm will roam through.
I think we get anxious because we know that the probabilities of a hurricane coming by are going to be high.
Vera is from central Puerto Rico. He says he and his family never fully recovered from Hurricane Maria, which killed about 3,000 people and nearly destroyed the island's power grid. Vera says his town still experiences power outages, and it also took weeks for the government to fix the roads. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
Flooding is pulling back in western Alaska after the remnants of a typhoon crashed into the state. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has declared a disaster, and he says he is preparing to ask for federal aid. Homes have been destroyed and roads have washed away. The governor says the storm was so massive that it affected about 1,000 miles of Alaska's coast. President Biden says he would deploy U.S. troops to Taiwan if China attacked that island. He spoke in an interview with 60 Minutes. NPR's Franco Ordonez says after the interview, the White House repeated that U.S. policy toward China has not changed.
Officially, U.S. policy maintains diplomatic relations with China rather than Taiwan, though there are obviously robust unofficial relations with Taiwan. You know, I will add that the Beijing government has responded. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said that China has lodged a formal complaint with the United States and also warned Washington against sending the wrong signals to what Beijing calls Taiwan independent separatists.
NPR's Franco Odernis reporting. It's NPR. The Pentagon says a rocket attack yesterday targeted the Green Village base used by U.S. and coalition forces in Syria. U.S. Central Command says three rockets were fired, but none of them hit U.S. or coalition forces. Separately, CENTCOM says Syrian Democratic Partners targeted a camp for dislocated people in Syria. The statement says the Syrian forces arrested about 300 alleged ISIS fighters. Another six women who were discovered captured and chained were freed. In Iran, police are calling the death of a 22-year-old woman in custody an unfortunate incident that they do not want to see repeated. The death sparked protests across Iran. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more from Istanbul.
22-year-old Mahsa Amini was arrested by Iran's so-called morality police, enforcing strict rules governing the hijab, the Islamic covering women are required to wear in public. Police denied claims that Amini was beaten in custody, saying she fell ill. Iranian media quoted Amini's father as saying Amini was in good health and suffered from no medical conditions. Large crowds gathered in Tehran to protest the death. Another protest in Amini's hometown was violently repressed by the police, witnesses said. Despite calling Amini's death unfortunate, a Tehran police commander said, quote, "We cannot stop doing security work." Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Ukrainian officials say that Russian forces have attacked a nuclear power plant in the southern Mykolaiv region. Ukraine's state nuclear company says there was an explosion about 300 meters from the reactors. None of the reactors was damaged, and they're working normally. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.